بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Satakunu fitanun. We spoke many a time about these narrations, that such words were used, which in every era the people would find a direction given. This is called Kitabul Fitan. So nearly every hadith will have this word fitan. And this word fitna is a very broad word. The best of the meaning is that thing which separates by burning something. It burns, so the beauty, the gold, separates from the dirt. But to burn something, you need fire. So that fire was called a trial, a test. A pretty girl is a fitna. Your child is a fitna. Your wife is a fitna. Your house is a fitna. Your own body becomes a fitna. Whatever is called a trial. Your health is a fitna, illness is a fitna, wealth is a fitna, poverty is a fitna. So sometimes we hear the word fitna, we only think of evil. But fitna really meant that thing which burns. And then it burns away the dirt and it sees what is like the real thing left. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. The purpose of the fitna, Allah wanted to see who is really truthful in this game. So سَتَكُونُ فِتَنُونَ was very عام. In every era, from the time of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Quran announced, إِنَّمَا مُوَالُكُمْ وَأُولَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. This world is a world of trials. Everything is a trial. The good days are trials, the difficult days are trials. And the purpose of every trial is not to make life hard, but to make the man go one step up. وَإِذِ بَتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. That was called fitna. There it was kalimat. That how many trials he went. قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. He said, now you are the imam of mankind. For man to go high, you have to travel. Truthfulness will be taken, that exam. Allah Ta'ala wants man to prove that he is worthy of something. So satakunu fitanun. There will be many, many trials. And the tanween that comes is called tanween of ta'zeem. Fitanun means when it comes, every new one that will come, people of that new era will say that the people before us never saw something like this. So that's why it will always be called fitanun, means fitanun azeema. Something big. But when the next generation comes, if they have to read it was something big, for them they'll like laugh. Once upon a time it was big. The ulama wrote, the women are walking out of the house without scarf. Today if someone reads it now in one, they're like, without scarf. They had to come in our era, they'll have heart attack. There's hardly anything left on the body. So that was called fitanun azeema. And then we entered into an era where you still see she's still a pious auntie, but she reads anawas. Because everyone around her is even worse. Fitanun azeema. But then the wording of this narration, like when your person reads it, he'll say, I really think it was meant for us, this narration. But in every era it was. See this fitna when it comes. Something new. Azeema, something shocking. A new test, a new trial. So the principle in this narration is going to be given that whenever a new trial comes out, you must never be the first who says, I want to write the paper. If everyone has to write the imtihan same time, you got no choice. For example, you have to go for a car test, license. Now there's a group, so you don't be the first to say, I want to go in the front. Because if I write the exam first, it means I pass first. This narration shows that majority who writes the exam first, they fail it. You try and be behind. And only when your turn comes and you have already seen how many people failed, why they failed, who passed, how they passed, then you must go into this. These fitan are such that no one's going to avoid it. But the first person who's in the front line, he always gets knocked with the enemy's trap. The one behind, he gets the chance to at least see it before he falls. Whenever something will come out new, everyone immediately wants to give their rai, their opinion, what it is. And there are those who say that let's wait and see. That in the next few months we will know what this thing is. There are those who immediately jump into something and say, I also want it. This is unique, this is fantastic. There's another group who say we'll get it after 4 months, hold on. If a new gadget comes, there's what that one party that before it even came in the market, they have to order it online. It's a thrill that no one must have it before me. But they don't understand that you're going to grab it, you're going to get bitten before everyone else also. Let somebody else get it, it's going to come to you whether you like it or not. In this world, it hits first and then it comes to everyone. But the one who gets hit first, he really gets hit. Satakunu fitanun. One narration starts, النائم فيها خير من اليقظان. The one who's sleeping in this fitna, sleeping means ghafil, negligent. He knows nothing about it. He'll be in much better condition than the one who's awake. Whatever it meant in the past, but look in our own era, where technology never reached. In those villages, they don't even know something like COVID exists. Forget the story of the mask and the vaccination. They never knew people were dying. They're relaxed. When you go and visit them, they still got their one cow there, they got their one sheep and their goat there, their chicken there. If they argue and fighting, they're arguing about what we will call such trivial matters. So you don't know what's happening in the world, a deadly sickness. For them, they like wonder what you're talking about. In the places we visited, where cars can still go, after that you get places where cars can't go. But I myself saw a place where a car can go. We reached that place where those people were so happy to see a car. They were so happy, so they had the simple phone. We were so happy to see a simple phone. You hardly see a simple phone. They were happy to see a car. They were telling their friend, they take a picture of me. Because the man stands by the car, he's like, that's the best, closest he can get to a car. He's putting his hand on the car. He's like, thrilled, I got a car. Saw a car. If that is where cars can go, then if you go a little further than that, you will come to a place where they don't know anything of the world. They are so ghafil. So where everyone will say is how far you are from reality, the narration will say, when fitan comes, the one who's there will always be in a better condition than the one who's here. They won't see what we have to see. When the attack comes, when the war comes, when shaitaniyat comes, that pawn that comes in the city, that pictures never ever reach them. Because that man got no reception. Even if he wants to download, he's not going to download. Just carry on going round, round, round. Nothing he'll get. He's not going to see it. How safe he is. So clean he is. We'll visit those villages, they like, if you tell them read Quran 6 hours, for them it's no problem because they got nothing to do for 6 hours. Tell them let's read one kitab, let's write a kitab, they can write the whole day. For them to sit for a takeoff 30 days, 20 days, 10 days means nothing. Because every day they're sitting. An-na'imu khayrun min al-yaqdan. The narration we are discussing which comes in Bukhari and Muslim, it starts like this. Al-qa'idu fiha. خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْقَائِمِ. The one who remains sitting in the fitna, he is better than the one who stands. Meaning when it comes out anything new, don't be the first one to stand up and say what? Keep your composure, remain standing, don't get excited. Don't get awed, don't get thrilled. One time when this ISIS blasted the world, so because many people are looking for like, we want some action. Many of our people, we like something different, like. It just gives us that feeling. So ISIS came out with this blast that there was one jihadi John, and he took a knife and he put it on someone's throat and he slit, and then ISIS was like, came in the world, and then the whole Western world jumped and the whole world changed. It wasn't as bad as 9-1-1, but you all would have seen ISIS or heard of ISIS. So we remember at that time how everyone went wild, like jihadi John. So there was one program in one of the towns. So in that program I mentioned a few sentences. The crux of the sentence was this, that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, Allah tabarak ta'ala spoke about the beginning of when his brothers took him. So they took him and they decided in the ending, we're not going to kill him, we're going to put him in a well. And then someone will come and take him away. Put him in a well, that's the meaning of the verse. They were not going to throw him down, because they never wanted his leg to break or anything. They lowered him down. And narration show also they brought food for him. They made sure he's okay. They were just waiting one caravan to go pull him up and out of our life. He'll never ever come back. But now when they have to go back home, they decided that how are we going to explain to our father that he's lost? So they said the easiest way is say that we went racing. We left him with our goods and one wolf attacked him. But they said, how will our father believe the story? So they said the best is blood. Because blood is that thing when man sees, he forgets everything. He's like a bull then. He just sees red and he forgets all the stories. So they said, let's slaughter a wolf. Or whatever you want to slaughter, a sheep, where are you going to find a wolf to slaughter? So they slaughtered one sheep. And they took the blood of it and they put it on the qamis of Yusuf alayhi salam. And then they came home. So they came home with two things, crying. وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ. Because normally when you want to thrill someone, you just start crying. Just start. We explained many a time in our days in madrasa, my one friend, it was imtihan. We used to go in jamaat 3 days. Then that's why after that madrasa scrapped the 3 days, because it was like our holiday. Like before we asked, like everyone had shock, when our jamaat day is coming. He was already making his booking when he can go home. So this boy, he went home. And then there was one ustad who was in charge, like, now whoever misses that weekend, then he'll call him and then he will shout him, he might even hit him. So my friend, he missed it. So as soon as he went in, the ustad said, where were you? And then he started his story. I was, things, difficulty at home, I'm thinking of leaving madrasa, I don't think I can make it. And he started crying. And then the ustad had to give him, no, you'll manage, don't worry, you'll manage. He got du'as also, I forgot the whole story. This tear, you can cry and everyone falls for a tear. They came with the tear. Yabukun. The second thing is they put blood. Waja'u ala qamisihi bidamin kadhib. When they showed the blood, normally when you see blood and you see tears, immediately you go like excited. Yaqub alayhi salam, however, he gave a lesson to the world that whenever something comes, keep your composure. Like, first think. He looked behind the blood. Looking behind the blood, he saw a normal shirt. He saw no tear in the shirt, no cut in the shirt. So very calmly he said, a very unique wolf this is. That how he grabbed my son, but it never cut the shirt. So we will say such a simple thing, but it wasn't a simple thing. Why? Because he taught the world, whenever you see blood, don't immediately become blind. There could be a story behind the blood. So Jihadi John, at that time one article came out and that article was forgotten after that. That whenever this Jihadi John slit this neck of that person on that camera and became like international on television, wherever the world saw it. But those people who are masters of making pictures, they understand that like each picture has its second. And sometimes if you join two pictures together and you miss out the in-between, the mind of a person joins it up. So they had one picture of the knife here. There was no picture of the slit. There was one picture of the knife and the next picture was of the person on the ground dead. So everyone's mind automatically reads the two pictures together, the knife slit, and the mandate. And they wrote there because the person moved the knife like this, I think. He moved, but there was no cut. So they said the man's throat is so delicate that this is not a sheepskin that you're making qurbani going up and down. This would have cut with the first move. There was no need for one, two. And the slit never happened. So they said this and that together, where was the in-between one? So that article came and then forgotten after that. So we just mentioned there that Yaqub alayhi salam gave a message to the world that just because we saw the blood doesn't mean we saw the cut. Just because we saw the blood, it doesn't mean we saw the cut. When fitan will come, it will come with a blast. Sometimes it comes with blood and tears, and everyone goes for it. Sometimes it comes with a unique attraction. Sometimes it advertises 5 and 10 days, 1 year before it comes out. When it comes out, that person is dying for that thing. 5 days before, 4 days before, 3 days, 12 o'clock at night, you're not going to use it also. But you'll see that child waiting, when can I get my gift? The narration said, you remain sitting calm. Al-Qa'id. You don't be the one to jump. The one sitting will be in a much better position, meaning to pass this exam, than the one standing. Then he said, Al-Qa'imu fiha khayrun min al-mashi. Why he had to mention the different ones? Because whenever fitan will come, there'll definitely be some people who can't be number one. Meaning the one who's negligent, everyone can't be that. We're not all going to be living in the village. Even if we brought you in the cave of a madrasa, they call this a cave. When Alim spoke about it, when he explained Surah Kahf, so he said the madaris and the khankas, this is the cave of Ashabul Kahf, that what's happening in the world outside does not enter the madrasa. Said the students of the madrasa don't know who the presidents are, who the kings are, the wars taking place in the world. So I wrote that, I translated it. Only when I translated it, I said, but today's madrasa students know more than the ustads also. They know it all. We entered a time where the fitna managed to come into the cave. Now Ashabul Kahf is you. The only problem, you there and the fitna also came with you also. You found a unique era. Where you in the cave will have to find another cave. In the cave. So everyone can't be the village man. So the narration said, if you can't be number one, you'll have to be number two. Al-Qa'id, if you're sitting, you are much better than the one standing. Everyone can't be number two. Because everyone won't be in the madrasa. And everyone won't be that good student who will tell him simple phone and he'll stay with the simple phone. There will be those who say, I need an upgrade. The narration showed, oh, you'll have to leave the madrasa one day. Al-Qa'id, if you can't be the one sitting, then you are the one standing. He said, Al-Qa'imu fiha khayrun min al-mashi. If you have to be standing, you are still better than the one walking towards it. And this is any new thing that comes out. Look at it first. If you're a father, you tell your son, say, I want this. You say, after 1 year? But why now? You say, no, everyone's getting it now. He said, but you get it next year. It's in the nature of the people of the world today that they want it brand new. This narration taught us, be ready to take things which are not so brand new. Let it make its first drive in the world. If there's an accident, you're not going to be in the accident. Story will come out. If the time comes where they say to you, take the injection. You see, some people run for it. Some people say, let them take it first, my turn will come. If people have to die in the front line, let them die. They might even change it after that. Say, hey, you know what, we made a mistake. One ingredient was wrong, so alhamdulillah. Change it first, then get back to me. Why must I be in the front? Let somebody else go. But a nature has been created in the world, anything new that comes out. You see everyone running. It's like a thrill that I was the first to have it. And then they'll even take a picture and say, I did it. The narration taught us, don't do that. You'll be the last in this. Because al-fitan, Fitnatun azima. Everything comes with a blast. But the one who runs towards it gets blasted. You hold back. We mentioned this also at that time when the Iraqi war took place. And then the American soldiers thought they won the war. The announcement was made that Iraq gave up. So happy they were, they all ran into the battlefield. And they took off their masks and threw it in the air. They were thrilled. They never understood whatever they shot was still in the air. So all that poison of theirs was still there, in the battlefield. And they ran into the battlefield to celebrate. And they threw their masks up in the air and they were so happy. And as they were breathing in all of that, then they went back home to America and they all died. Died or they went mad. How many mad hospitals were put up for them? How many of them committed suicide? All because of one celebration. Too fast. When something comes, you be the one who sits. You be the one who relaxes. The people came to Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anh, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anh, most likely. One person came running and said, Dajjal is out. That era. He said, Dajjal is out. Dajjal is out. He told the person, sit down. That's the thing. Sit. First sit. Even if he's out, what's going to happen standing? We're going to run and do what? We'll meet him outside. He'd rather come inside. He'd come inside, we'll tell him, you also sit down. What are you going to do running out? So this is called Al-Qa'id. Take it easy. There must never be this panic. Everyone says, what's going to happen now? He said, nothing. Whatever's going to happen, is going to happen. But instead of us running out and they shoot us, sit. And let's see what's going to happen. Let the days go. Al-Qa'id. Al-Qa'imu fiha khayrun min al-mashi. Then the one man stands. He's in a much better condition than the man walking. Al-mashi fiha khayrun min al-sa'i. Then you have one person who walks towards it. One person runs. The one who's running, he can't look right and left. He can't look for any trap. The one who's walking, he goes step by step by step. One person asked this. Because at that time it was mentioned that our ulama don't agree with something. So someone wrote something, he said, it's always been like this, they wrote that. That there's this one group of ulama, they always say, not allowed. And after 10 years, then they also allow it. So that was what they mentioned. So what the answer was? The answer was that there's one group of ulama who like to be the last to allow something. Why be the first to allow it? But how much you can say no, 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 carry on saying no. And the day when everyone is forced in, when you will enter last, you will enter with the least harm. Instead of being the one who as soon as it comes, will say allowed, allowed, allowed. Then later on you have to say, hey, it came with so much of problems that I never knew this harm will come. Rather be that group who in the ending we might also say aloud, but let us say 10 years later. You say it first. I don't want to say it. This is that Al-Qa'im. The one walking, Al-Mashi, he's better than the one running. The one walking will walk with so many laws. This was one group that came out at the moment now. What they call this? Therapy, mind therapies. Someone will sit in front, whether they hypnotize you, they go in your mind, they correct you, they sort you out. So you get different types. Afia is like one name, but that's only one. There's so many now. So some people like push. And when they write an email, they want the answer like yesterday. Is it allowed or not? And they get upset now, you're not giving the answer because they already made or they're going to make the appointment. They just want that 5 minutes before the appointment they go for you say, Bama Sabar. So our normal law is number one, we say we're not muftis. But ask the mufti. So they say these Darul Iftas, they are the slowest in the world. One person, he sent a question to one Darul Ifta about how much his daughter must get during the Iddat period. The answer only came after the Iddat period. Only came after the Iddat. Very upset. Very upset. But in these issues, the answer is that. What do you want me to give the answer immediately? I don't even know it myself. But what you want to make the appointment so fast? You also take your time. You also be the one sitting. Then you be the one standing. Then you be the one walking. By that time, 300 people would have already gone for it. They would have given their experiences. Then you can just type and say, is it a fraud or is it the truth? You might find so many stories where the auntie will say, he took away my life. I went there, he went in my mind, he went into my body, he finished me up. All my wealth I gave him. Then you say, see far. Why be the first one to make the appointment and you have to write after that I was caught? Rather let somebody else be caught. And then this wording of this narration, man tasharrafa laha. Tasharruf means that a person is standing and then he lifts himself up. You call it like you stand on tiptoe and you try to peep into something from the top window. This is called tasharruf, tatallu. To try to make yourself like rise higher so you can get an extra look at something. This is called tasharrafa. Like the man says, I want an inside peep. Can I look from the top? This is called where those people, whether even with good intentions, they say we want to understand the conspiracies of today. Tasharruf. So they start studying what is written by non-Muslims. Whether it could be the confessions of one spy. Some people ask me that this British spy, the confessions of a British spy, you must read that book. He'll tell you what's happening on the inside. I said, how you can trust him also? Whatever he is going to tell you, you can't trust him. So you have so many websites nowadays, and there are so many good Muslims who want to learn what's happening. But where they go and read, they read this very same shayateen. If that's the big devil, this is the devil's grandson. He himself perhaps doesn't know that I'm also bad. He is not the person I should be listening to. Man tasharrafa, whoever will look, tastashrifu. This word tastashrifu has so many meanings, but one nice meaning is looking at that word istif'al. It will invite him to look further. It will invite him to look further. Tadu'u. Tadu'uhu ila ziyadati ru'ya. That he looked one time and he will just get a little bit inclined to something else. Come more. And one unique translation of this, if you want to see it, is what we call today Google. Or if you want to call it YouTube. Because whatever you put on, you will see on the side another 10 things come. And say, you saw one, but what about this one? What about this one? So the man wasn't even thinking about the second. But because he just pressed play, another one came. And another one, and another one, and another one. That's the tashrifu. Soon as he looked up, he told him, why don't you look more? Whether it goes towards that he's looking for some good thing, but it's going to invite him to a lot of other stories. The more you will stay blind, the less you will see. The more you're going to look, the more you're going to be interested in looking more. The more you're going to get stuck, the less you're going to read Quran. And why we're saying this here is because the day you invited for the second look, then think of this narration. Tas tashrifu. How Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it will tell you, look again. Look for more. At that time, think about the next part of the narration. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ مَلْجَأً أَوْ مَلَاذَ. That person who can find a place of refuge. Or a place, they write there, or a person in who you can find refuge. فَلْيَعُذْ. I mean, then take your refuge in that place. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ مَلْجَأً أَوْ مَلَاذَ. Whoever can find a place of refuge. Where is the place of refuge? Unique the narration, it left it general. Every person finds a different place. When an animal is running and it knows the lion is behind, it doesn't want to make sure I find the place which is the best for me. Any place that it can find for protection, it will say, I'll go into it. If a jamaat is going out, that's your protection, then you go on. If an alim comes and you say, I'm going for his bayan, that's your protection, then you're there. One boy is taking bath to one sheikh, one person is reading a kitab, one person is coming in the madrasa. Whatever protection you can get. And for some people, their protection is, they look at that phone finally, and they say, 10 years ago, my life was so wonderful. You were not in my life. I never fought with my families. I wasn't evil. I wasn't grumpy. I wasn't moody. I wasn't a whole day a person who can't talk. You entered my life, you gave me so much of goodness. But I never realized all the problems in my life also came from you. So some people just say, my protection is that that phone must go. Once upon a time in life, people found out that the television had destroyed their lives. They took their TVs and they burnt it. To say, I never knew that you brought a change in our thinking. The way you did it, I always thought you the good, and the fight took place after the movie. So the problem was the wife, the problem was the husband. No one ever said the problem is the TV. Those that understood it after that said, this was the fitna. Then we entered the world of the phone. And this is not the end, there's going to be something else. There will be those who will say, once upon a time we never argued. Once upon a time we never slept 11, half past 11, 12, 1 o'clock. Once upon a time we never woke up with headaches. Once upon a time I wasn't grumpy and moody. Once upon a time my wife had never sent a message to another man. Say, what happened? Then you see the phone smiling at you. And he even got that one small eye there. One eye. The answer is you. And he also says it, I. They called it an eye phone. For whatever reason. The eye. So Dajjal got his ways. And behind the scenes he has done unique things in the world. Unique things. Fitan will come, but so unique the narration. The man who's going to go front, Tasharraf, let me just see. That's Tashrif will. Come see more. There's a lot to see by us. And the man who hasn't got connection, he's so protected. Sometimes when your internet is not going on, you say, no reception. At that time, some say, Alhamdulillah. But one night, let me read some Quran. Maybe my Allah wanted to show me, can you manage? So it's hard this year, but as we said, preparing for the bigger battle, there must be some days. So think about this year, that when Ramadan will come now, and we all know that there is something called 10 days of i'tikaf, where a man turns away from the world. From the world he turns away. And he says, Allah, it's only you now. Some will come to the masjid to do it, and some perhaps might be at home. If you all of us make this intention, that this year's last 10 days of Ramadan, I will say to my phone that I'll meet you after Eid. Let me see if I can survive 10 days without you. Our connection with the phone has become so strong that there are people who come for i'tikaf, but they also say, but not without the phone. The phone I have to have. If we say now, can I manage? Because if I can't, it means I'm also addicted. So now you might think you can't be so hard. Because before it, I'll just send messages to all my contacts. Out. Contact me. In 10 days. Let's see, can we do it? But can we do it? There are some of our friends who went for holidays to some places where there's no reception. No reception at all. The place is to rest, but this phone is such that every now and then they're sitting with that phone, moving around in the place where the law is, here there's no reception. They booked there knowing no reception, to say come away from the world. But still after 2 days now, you're trying to see, walking around, going on one mountain top, trying to see, can I get something, just to see, is a message. Did the message come? If we can do it this Ramadan, 10 days. That's our i'tikaf. It's not what was asal i'tikaf, but at least it's something better than the rest. Why? It's because then me and you can learn on this narration, can we go backwards? That if we are the one tasharrafa, then let's go a little back to be the one running towards it. If I'm the one running towards it, let me go a little back, I must be the one walking. If I'm the one walking, I must be the one standing. Wherever I am, can I pull myself a little back? So you make that intention. That inshallah, at least 10 days. For some people, 10 is too much. It's 7 days. Some people will say, I know, I think Laylatul Qadr comes only on the 27th. So you tell him, okay, 3 days you do it. Only 3 days. Even then you see how you will itch. How you will feel. Then you'll understand how close this thing has come into our life. If you don't learn how to pull out, it will grab us completely. There must be a time where you can say, I also can come out. That man will be able to use it in a much more unique manner. He will say, stay from the bite. And he will then use it for his benefit. Allah Ta'ala save us from the evils of all fitans. Allah make us the masters over all fitans. That we can see it, we can use it, we can steer it. We can take the benefit out of it and we get saved from the poison of it. Allah Ta'ala in His great fadl and His karam, Allah Ta'ala protect us from all the evils of the future. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.